I'm just obsessed. Here we are. I'm at Clapham Junction today. I'm on my way to Yeovil Junction for a day trip down to the West Country, UR and all that. I'm glad I didn't go yesterday. I was at work yesterday, so I couldn't go. Otherwise, I would have gone down to see the football game. I quite like watching Yeovil Town. They're like my League One side, League Two side, probably next season, the way they're playing. They lost to Dagenham and Redbridge, who are... I don't think they'd won away all season. They now have won away, emphatically 3-1, which is good for them, bad for Yeovil. So I was kind of, I was given the blessing of a day at work to avoid that. I also avoided just up the road in Tottenham. Blackburn, my actual team, lost 4-2. It could have been 5-2. But they missed a penalty. So not a good footballing day, really, yesterday. So I'm off down today, just for day trip. I'm going to go down, watch the F1, come back and work again tomorrow. I've got Monday to Friday this week. That's a rarity. Before getting back out driving again, just to finish off the experience hours I've got to get in. I've got to do 225. So far I've done about 192. Give or take 2 hours, I can't remember the exact figure. So 35 to go, something like that. What else about to say? Buying the ticket today to Yeovil Junction, quite funny. I get there, I say David Turner, I say Clapham Junction first, and she's half over and she's, and I said no, actually I'm going to Yeovil Junction. I forgot, I had my mind, I was changing it to Clapham. Then she was offering me two routes. She said, are you going via Clapham Junction? Like, surely you go that way. Whatever you do, you can go into London or you can stay at Clapham. That's the two routes. But if you go to London, you still have to go via Clapham. So I digress, just being a bit geeky. Last night, I went to more Tube Challenge Darts. Last time, I took some audio booze. I still think that word's a bit shit. There you go. They chose it. But I didn't take any this time. The darts was fantastic last night. Really high standard. Ton pluses coming in left, right, and centre. I had a really good shot at the very first ever 180 in that league. Two darts in. Nestled in nicely. Lots of the bed left to get the third one in. But I realised the first two were in and absolutely bottled it and ended up with 140. Which is a shame, but some good... good high standard of darts, good finishes, 20 legs played, good points all round, so very, very good good evening. Came home, went to bed, got up again, now I'm here. It's at this Clapham Junction, it's about 7:55 on a Sunday morning. Lots of people out. The thing I love about London, or I don't love about London, I don't know, it's always busy. There's always something going on. You can never really feel lonely. If I was getting a train, well, firstly, I wouldn't be able to get a train from Skipton at 7 something on a Sunday morning, because I don't think the first one's till about 8:30. But you guarantee that it wouldn't be that busy. And the same thing for last trains at night. If you get a late train home up in Yorkshire, there won't be many people on it. The last trains are frequently as packed as rush hour trains here, because everyone goes out in London, or well, not everyone, but everyone who's out in London then tries to aim for the last train home. As a result, it becomes pretty busy late at night. Last night was alright, just about got a seat on my train. But it was good. It was a really busy train. And it never ceases to amaze me, really. But that's London for you. It's busy. It's a 24-hour city, except for the tube and the trains, which don't run 24 hours. But we got night buses. So I digress again. I don't know what to say now. I'm going to do one of these daily at the moment, aren't I? But yeah, that's my my boo for the day. Hopefully. Ideally, by the next time I talk to you, Mark Webber or Alonso will have lost the championship, because Hamilton will have won against all odds. But I think Mark Webber is my choice of the people who have got a realistic chance. But I fear that Vettel's just not going to be a team player. And